the number one trending topic right now, not only here in Tampa, but nationwide and all over the world, is the Trump-Kim Jong-un beef that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only getting worse, man. It's laughable, but at the same time, you got to go like...
It's that nervous laughter. That's where we're at now.
Nothing's going to happen, guys.
I'm sure.
100% confidence, nothing will happen.
Yeah?
Well, thank you.
It's all posturing.
Oh, well, yeah. It always has been, but it's never went back and forth like with all this smacky smack talk. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I really don't think anything will happen either unless Trump has the best tweet ever. Like, he has such an incendiary tweet.
Nuclear tweet?
Yes, thank you. A mini nuclear tweet to where Kim Jong goes, oh, hell no! Bing bong! And hits the button and takes out a small island that's, that's one of our properties or an ally. And then Trump's like, oh, damn, I didn't see that coming. And then he has to like go in and call in this big meeting with the important people, all the generals and whatnot. And he's like, man, they took out Ukawaku Island. We had built a Wawa there, and he just blew it up with one of his miniatures. What are we gonna do? And they're like, what? He blew up a Wawa? I'm like, yeah, goddamn Kim Jong-un.
I know, I told you earlier.
Yeah, you know, come on. You don't have to tell me when a new Wawa pops up. I know. They text me.
I just got to remind you that I get a half text. A mile down the road.
I don't even get a text. An actual goose flies over and drops me off a letter like the ravens do in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
A Wawa goose flies to my house. And
you got a raven?
No, it's a goose.
Okay.
That's a Wawa logo. That's how much I love Wawa. I know what the animal is on their logo. Nobody pays attention. Nobody cares about Wawa the way I care about Wawa.
Yeah.
You want to do this news thing?
Let's do it.
All right. What are the updates on North Korea? Let's be serious now. I know I'm making jokes about blowing up Wawas, but there's a lot of people super concerned
don't
here.
Make jokes about blowing up Wawas, bro.
I don't like it either. I feel real sick inside after I said that.
Yeah. All right. So the Daily Wire is reporting that China has told North Korea.
North Korea. Yo, North Korea.
So nervous about this.
Hey. North Korea. Hey. Y'all need to straighten your ass up, North Korea. Hey, somebody ring the doorbell. North Korea ain't even answering me. North Korea, hey, answer the door. North Korea, hey. Oh, hell no. Kim Jong.
All right, so what happened? China has told North Korea, you hit the U.S., we're not helping.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. It says China has delivered an ultimatum to North Korea. If they hit the United States, they're on their own. The state-run Global Times wrote in an editorial, China should also make clear that if North Korea launches missiles that threaten U.S. soil first and then the U.S. retaliates, China will stay neutral.
North Korea! Hey! North Korea! Sorry. Hey, you know what it reminds me of? In the neighborhood I grew up in, Seminole Heights, on North 15th Street, just north of Osborne Avenue. Just north of Osborne Avenue, in between Louisiana and New Orleans, is right where my house was tucked in. Nice gray stucco home. Next door, across the alleyway from me, was a kid that ended up being one of my best friends, JoJo, right?
Okay.
JoJo was, he was a very proficient, local... street fighter in our neighborhood. For kids, he whipped a lot of ass. But I thought I was a little badass, right? I thought I was tougher than I was because I was a fat kid, so I had some mass. And one day, I got to talking smack to JoJo. True story. And my dad is in the yard doing a little yard work and stuff, chilling, right? And my dad says, hey, buddy, you need to stop talking smack to your friend JoJo because, JoJo's going to whip your ass. And I was like, JoJo can't whip my ass, Daddy. He can't do it. Do you know who you're talking to? I'm the fat Bruce Lee of this neighborhood, Papa. I've seen every movie on the USA Network Kung Fu Theater every Saturday morning. JoJo ain't got nothing on me. So then JoJo got a little upset. Then I started talking smack. JoJo started talking smack. Then my dad goes, if you end up fighting him, I ain't going to stop it. JoJo whips your ass, he whips your ass, and I'm just going to sit here and make sure he don't kill you.
Yeah.
So basically, my dad was China, and I was North Korea.
Yeah.
And JoJo was the U.S. Because JoJo got me in a headlock and beat my ass all over my backyard while my dad goes, all right, JoJo, I think he's had enough. And JoJo's like, one more hit in the face, Mr. Bell. And my dad's like, all right, yeah, hit him one more time. And he whipped my ass. And I went in the house crying, and I was like, my dad's a traitor. My dad loves JoJo more than me. And then my dad had to walk in the house and go, you know why I didn't stop it, right? And I was like, because I was talking all that trash and JoJo whipped my ass. He's like, that's exactly right, son. Don't write checks that your little fat ass can't cash. And that's kind of what's going on right now. I'm with Will that it's posturing, but at the same time, now you got other countries getting involved saying, hey, man, you know, like you're getting that beef game going on, you know, West Coast, East Coast thing, you know, I'm going to be Utah when this thing breaks out. So that's kind of what's happening there. And now the other update is Guam, which yes. is the real scary thing.
This is where it gets kind of real.
Yeah.
You can go to theboneonline.com, and that's where you'll find this story. It says Guam releases a fact sheet for imminent missile threat. Quote, do not look at the flash or fireball. Guam released fact sheet for the imminent missile threat, and in it says President Donald Trump and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un continue to spit barbs. The release came just days after North Korea's army said in a statement that it was reviewing a plan to attack the U.S. territory. Let's see. This is one of the things the sheet says is make a list of potential concrete shelters near your home, workplace, and school.
So it's basically like all the pamphlets we got when the Cold War was going on. I remember.
Yeah. Are you that old?
Yeah, dude. Well, the 80s were when it was going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, jerk off. I remember we used to do drills for a while there, like 1983, 1984, where it'd be like, all right, if a nuclear war happens, you have to get under your desk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Because they want to find our ashes under some wooden ashes? What are you talking about getting under the desk? Yeah, line up in the hallway. Why? So we can sweep you up easier. Like, aww. That's so stupid. Yeah. So that's scary stuff,
dude. Was that because they were, like, just trying to make you feel better? Like, yeah, you get under the desk and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing? Some reassurance?
Uh-huh. Exactly right. It's so stupid. By the way, cockles, it's a medieval Latin word. It's the ventricles of the heart. Were at times called cocale cordae, where the second word of the infected form of core of the heart. Those unversed in Latin could have misinterpreted cochlea as cockles, or it might have started at the university as a joke.
We may be the first radio show to ever actually give the definition of the word cockles.
My girlfriend's a nurse, and she sent me the definition.
Oh, so
she's
all
like,
right.
Hey, moron, here's what a cockle is. I'm sorry, I thought it was somewhere around the bowels.
Here's one thing that I will say. Good on Guam for this. Guam Governor Eddie Calvo said that despite the fiery rhetoric from Washington and I'm not going to try to pronounce that word.
Oh, come on.
The island is, quote, safe and sound. Everyone should continue to live their lives, Calvo said. There are no changes. So, You have to.
You can't show fear, and that's how terrorism works. And basically, Kim Jong is kind of doing a terroristic thing with these threats. He's trying to instill fear in everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you run around scared, then his threats are doing something.
Yes.
So instead, you just throw both fingers up in the air. Bing bong, Kim Jong. And, you carry about that should be a t-shirt.
A bumper sticker, at least.
Bing bong, Kim Jong. That's on the new Johnny B Show t-shirts coming out. Hashtag Bing Bong Kim Jong. The other big news, the Mega Millions.
Mm.
Oh, the Mega Millions. Did you buy tickets?
No. I got one.
That's
just
all you need.
One. Yeah.
That's what I figured too.
Yep.
I bought 10 because I'm stupid. We have the same mathematical, odds of winning.
No, yours is 10 times better than mine.
Technically. But if you break it down into the big, big numbers, we both have 1 in a trillion chance or whatever it is to win. Here are the numbers in case you were wondering. 11, 17, 50, 52, 74, and the mega ball is 14.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
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 I just won.
Yeah. Screw this place.
Bye, Johnny.
We quit. Will, me and you, pal.
We're out of here, dude.
All right. See you later. It's your show now, Ryan. We're going to make those Bing Bong Kim Jong shirts. What would you do if you want? Because I believe the jackpot's right at 400 mil.
Yeah.
And I think with the lump sum, if I was doing the math, spitballing the math there, you probably get a little less than half, so you probably get around 185 million.
It's a shame.
What would you do? What would you do, Ryan Adams? Let's hear your corny response.
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, and I almost punched you in the wiener.
Look, I said I don't know if I could just completely stop working because I would lose my mind. And I understand that you said,
"Gee, what would you do to cure your boredom? What would you do?"
That's the thing. After I paid off all my debt, all my family's
you'd
debt.
You'd have a hard time paying off your debt, huh?
No. Not with $180 million.
Dude.
I don't know, man.
Life could not be easier. I do not want to hear.
Of course not. I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
I don't know. And you kind of explained some things to me, and I'm seeing a different light right now, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
I don't know. What would you do?
I would still do radio with you, Johnny B.
No, you wouldn't.
You could buy a bunch of ads for Scrum Sports on Facebook, like as many as
I
you wanted.
I could totally do that.
Dude.
Like $100 million worth of ads for Scrum Sports.
This radio station would be 80% brokered shows, and I would have all of them. And every show would be an 1 hour show where I just have my list of people that I've wanted to say F off in public, and every show would be called that show. You know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah.
F off. Name.
Oh, yeah. Just full names. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you want to sue me? I got plenty of money. Come at me. Yeah. You would have the normal lineup. You would have Slater and the Morning Cheese. You would have the Mike Halter Show. You would have Roger and JP. You would have Drew Garabo Live. And then that's it. There'd be no other shows. All brokered after that.
But there are
nope.
There are more shows after that.
I'm sorry. Nope.
I don't remember what they are off the top of my head, but there are more shows after
that. I'm talking contracted shows. Like shows where guys make a living. Those guys stay on the air. Every other show would be a brokered show. This company would be so happy because I would pay top dollar. I'd give them more than what they charge normally for a brokered show. And it would just be, I don't know, I'd probably let Migs and Swig do their thing. They're super cool. I like them.
They are good people.
Yeah, and Trophy Takers. I would probably leave them on there. I would pay for them. That's what I would do.
What about Dom?
Dom would stay.
You didn't mention Dom.
I said brokered shows. He's a brokered show.
Okay.
I pay for Dom. He's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want Dom struggling. And then I would have so many. I would just lay all throughout the weekends and at night. It would just be FU different people shows. It would be so sexy. And the ratings would go through the roof. I'd have the best ratings ever for a brokered show.
It'd be Johnny B Media Group, right?
No, it'd still be Cox Media Group. Yeah.
But you could buy it to where it's Johnny Media Group.
I could. I don't think you could buy Cox Media Group with $180 million.
All right, you're probably right.
I really don't think so. No. I would do that. But then I would have a lot of things where I would have my own restaurant, right? Local restaurant.
I dig that. Okay.
I would hire all my favorite chefs, right? I would have Tim Keelick. I would have Shane Shibley. I would find a way to pull him away from First Watch. I would have my man Eric Young's the Voodoo Chef. I would have so many of my – it would be just this Walmart-sized restaurant, right, with all these different cuisines and sections. It would just be the coolest place. Self-checkouts? What are we, trash ass? No.
I like self-checkouts.
And I would also – I would own a couple of my own Wawas too.
Oh, yeah.
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 And I'd have a pet goose named Wawa. Tom, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. Hey, Tommy.
Yo.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Johnny B and Ryan. How are you guys?
Good, hello, buddy. How are you?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
My goodness. I am great. All right. One, I would take care of my godparents that raised me. And sweet. Two, I would buy 102.5 The Bone implant myself as the co-host on the Johnny B Show.
Sorry.
I want my millions to everybody who wanted to come and scrub my undercarriage.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have to dump you. Thank you for...
Nice and nice. Okay, that sounds like a dream, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, man. Thanks for keeping me on the air. I appreciate that.
Yeah, au revoir.
Good luck.
Oh.
Those would not be good ratings.
I like him, I think.
I like where his heart's at.